أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإلى عاد أخاهم هودا قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره إن أنتم إلا مفترون يا قوم لا أسألكم عليه أجرا إن أجري إلا على الذي فطرني أفلا تعقلون ويا قوم استغفروا ربكم ثم توبوا إليه يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويزيدكم قوة إلى قوتكم ولا تتولوا مجرمين صدق الله العظيم. These are verses 50, 51 and 52 of Surah Hud. After discussing Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala discusses the next Nabi, that is Sayyidina Hud alayhi salatu wassalam, after whom the surah has been named. He was from the people of Ad. Ad was five generations after Nuh alayhi salam. Ad was the name of a person who was five generations after Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. This community, these people, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given them a great deal of physical strength. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had blessed them with wealth. And hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about Sayyiduna Hud alayhi salatu wassalam, wa ila Adin, and to the people of Ad, akhahum Huda, we had sent their brother Sayyiduna Hud alayhi salatu wassalam. Hud alayhi salatu wassalam was from the people of Ad. Hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had blessed him with nubuwat, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had sent him to his people. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala discusses here the very salient features of Sayyidina Hud alayhi salatu wassalam's da'wat, his invitation to his people. The very, very primary was this: قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ, O my people, worship Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. مَالَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُ, there is no ilah, there is no object of worship, there is nothing else that is worthy of worship but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This was the very primary message that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had sent every Nabi with, and this was the message that every Nabi had delivered to his people, the message of one Allah, that there is no God, there is no object of worship, there is no deity, nothing but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In antum illa muftaroon, these people had carved out from the rocks and the mountains gods, idols, and they were worshipping them, and they would say to Hud alayhi salatu wassalam, Hud, this is our Allah, this is our object of worship. So he would carry on reminding them, in antum illa muftaroon, that you people are fabricators, you are fabricating this. I have come with this message from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Where have you got your information from? But of course, that community continued to do what they were doing. Ya qawmi, la as'alukum alayhi ajra. Like Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam also delivered another message. These communities were very wealthy and powerful communities. Everything revolved around wealth. Everything was about money. And they would judge a person by his financial standings. And this is that message that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala commanded the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam to give. That see, listen, la as'alukum alayhi ajra, I am not asking you for any remuneration, I am not asking you for any salary, any wage. This is the criteria. Why? Ask yourself the question, why am I doing this? I am not getting any financial gain from you, there is no material gain from anyone else. So there has to be a reason why I am doing this, and that reason obviously will be for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If only you would apply your minds, you would be able to come to this conclusion that I work for someone, I work for a being that is beyond this world, and my effort and my mehnat is only for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In ajriya illa ala alladhi fatarani, that my ajr is upon that being that has created me. created me also when he's created you, and I would wait for my ajr there on the day of qiyamah in the akhirah. Afala taqilun? Do you not fathom this? Do you not understand this? Is it not logical to you to see that no man will work for nothing in this world? No person will give his day and night in an effort that he will not derive any benefit. That is not possible. Of course, it is Allah Rabbul Izzat that will give me my ajr. وَيَا قَوْمِ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ O my people, seek forgiveness from your Rabb, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ And then turn towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Here, Sayyidina Hud alayhi salatu wa salam's persistence, his continuous inviting them towards Allah Ta'ala, that you have wronged. There are only two things that you need to do. One is make istighfar, seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive your past, and then turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. We discussed this before at the very beginning of the surah, when the word istighfar and tawbah comes together, then they will be in their own independent meanings. Istighfar will mean to seek forgiveness from Allah. Tawbah will mean to turn towards Allah, make inabat towards Allah, turn your heart towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with repentance, then admitting the sin, moving away from the sin, promising Allah Ta'ala that you will not commit that sin again. When you do this, yursili sama'a alaykum midarara. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will send down upon you rains, torrential rains. Here, comes in the narration that there were 3 years of drought that the people of Hud alayhi salat wa salam were going through, and now they were in need of rain because they were a people that will also do agriculture. They were farmers. They required the rain. They needed the food. There was now a scarcity of food, and all of this had come in between. So there's just these two things you need to do as far as your material wealth is concerned, your material well-being is concerned. All you need to do is make istighfar, make tawbah, turn towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala will send down torrential rains. Not harmful rains, but at the time when it is most appropriate, Allah will send it in the measures that is most appropriate, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will grant you your crops once again, and you will have food, and in this way your material life will also be benefiting. وَيَزِيدُكُمْ قُوَّةً إِلَىٰ قُوَّتِكُمْ On the other hand, Allah Ta'ala had given them physical strength, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will increase you in your quwwat, in your physical strength, upon the physical strength that you have, Allah will increase it. Financially, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will make you a stronger nation, and of course, spiritually, and as far as your iman is concerned, you will become a strong human being in your belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَتَوَلَّوْ مُجْرِمِينَ O my people, do not turn away from this message as mujrimeen, as transgressors, as sinners. Turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this is perhaps the message that this Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala leaves every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, each one of us. One is, make istighfar to Allah ta'ala, tawbah to Allah ta'ala. It doesn't mean we are all sinners, but it doesn't mean that we are sinners, that is why we will make tawbah. It means that we need to strengthen this bond between us and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will strengthen us insofar as our material quwwat and strength is concerned, our physical quwwat and strength, and of course our spiritual and imani quwwat and strength. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.